Mark Debski was here back in October. He is a senior at Bethel Park High School. Recently accepted into the National Youth Orchestra Festival of the United States that will perform in New York, Washington, and then tour in Russia. Mark's a senior at Bethel Park High School, and I'm looking forward to finding out what his plans are as he moves ahead. But let's begin by having him play. This is Mark Debski. Mark, that was absolutely beautiful. You know, we don't get to hear the oboe all by itself very often, do we? You know, aside from the orchestra tuning to the oboe, what was the name of that piece?
This was actually Barrett Etude number 35. This happens to be my favorite one.
Yeah, I could kind of tell. One of the things I immediately remembered from when you were here last is just you know, how at peace you seem to be. It's sort of like the instrument's attached to you, and kind of the lyrical songs. It's just really, it's fun to watch you play in addition to listen. Are you planning on studying music?
Yes, I am.
I figured as much. Do you know where you're going yet?
No, I don't know yet, but I have one more audition next weekend.
It's got to be a really, I don't know, is it tense or is it just uncertain? I mean, you certainly are going to have offers from schools.
Thank you.
But it's got to be, most of your friends probably know where they're going to school now, right?
Most of my friends who aren't in music, yes, they do know where they're going to school.
So do you want to say where you've auditioned so far?
Sure. Yeah. My first audition was at Duquesne University, followed by an audition in Boston at the New England Conservatory, then to Oberlin, Ohio, to audition at the Oberlin College. Last weekend, I was at the Cleveland Institute of Music, and next weekend, I will be at Juilliard.
Wow. It's what an experience. Are most of the processes similar as you go from school to school?
Yes, the only thing that's been different is the repertoire I've been asked to play, but even then I'm playing about the same thing usually at every audition.
Are they blind?
No, the teachers actually will see me while I'm playing.
Interesting. I guess they want to watch your technique and what you're doing. I've always been fascinated by the notion of a blind audition, which I guess is done with a lot of orchestras.
Yes, it is.
If you're just joining us, Mark Debsky is here representing himself and the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra and the National Youth Orchestra Festival, which we'll talk about in a minute. But let's hear another selection. And I'm curious, I'll be curious to learn more about this national opportunity. And Mark, what is this called?
This next piece I'll be playing is also from the Barrett Etude Method. This is Barrett Grand Study number 7.
Once again, this is Mark Debsky. Is Mark Debsky, and you've got a, when I think about breathing, and or I guess, I don't know if you think about breathing or not, you really have to develop a lot of technique.
Yes, a lot of these breaths are actually very planned out throughout the study of this piece.
Yeah, who do you study with now?
I currently study with Pittsburgh Symphony English horn player Harold Smoliar and Pittsburgh Symphony second oboist Scott Bell.
Excellent, and you know, I was curious, the oboe is, I don't think a lot of kids say, I want to play the oboe, right? Not that it's an instrument you wouldn't want to play, but it's not as well known to
right.
children. And how did you come to the oboe?
I initially started on the clarinet in fourth grade, and I didn't like it very much. And I remember learning about the oboe in my music classes throughout elementary school, and I was always fascinated by it. And finally, at the end of fourth grade or sometime throughout that year, I decided that I wanted to play the oboe in music and band.
Now, what is it about the oboe that makes it for you preferable to a clarinet?
It's different. You know, not a lot of people play it, and I think one of my favorite things about it is just the beautiful sound one can produce on it, and we get some of the best solos in orchestral repertoire, too.
Yeah, it's really distinctive when you hear it, and I can't... I think music sometimes is very hard to describe using
right.
words, but it's sort of has the... specificity or intricacy of a whistle or, you know, it's just very precise.
Right.
Yet at the same time, just such a beautiful, rich tone when you're playing it, at least.
Thank you.
As well. Now, tell me about the National Orchestra. This is the National Youth Orchestra Festival. So is this a group of talented musicians similar to you that have been put together to tour?
Yes, this is actually the inaugural season of the festival. From what I understand, there was about 2,500 applicants, and from there, they narrowed it down to the best 120 from the 42 states.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, you haven't met to rehearse or anything
Not yet.
Yet.
The residency starts on June 30th at SUNY Purchase in New York.
And then you'll play in New York City, Washington, D.C., and then on a tour throughout Russia?
Right. We'll rehearse for about 2 weeks at SUNY Purchase, and about 2 days before our first concert there, we'll begin rehearsals with Maestro Gergiev. And from there, we travel down to the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. to play our next concert before flying over to Moscow for another concert. And from Moscow, we'll take a train to St. Petersburg. And finally, we'll fly to England for our very final concert of the festival in London.
Is your family going with you?
Or... No, I wish.
But... Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that. Mark Debsky is who you're listening to. This is our, I'm hoping you can do one more piece.
Sure.
Is there anything else you wanted, this will be our last chance to talk, that you wanted to mention that maybe I forgot to ask, or just that, you know, any acknowledgments or...
Just to thank my parents and friends for all their support, and of course my three teachers, my very first teacher, Holly White, and then my two teachers now, Mr. Bell and Mr. Smoliar.
Great. And what are you going to finish up with?
This will be Fairling Study number 7.
Okay, and I'll give you a chance to set up. And then coming up in our next hour, we have Dan Getkin in the Masters of American Music. And Dan will play guitar. Jake Troxell will be on keys. And I think he has a MIDI-triggered keyboard. And then CJ Young will be on percussion. And they'll be joining us just after 11 o'clock. Here again is Mark Debsky. You all set?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Mark Depsky. Thank you, and good luck. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
It'll be wonderful to hear about your trip. It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to the show that gets your week.